আলহামদুলিল্লাহি রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়াস সালাতু ওয়াস সালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিল আমবিয়া ওয়াল মুরসালিন সাইয়্যিদিনা ওয়া মাওলানা মুহাম্মদ ওয়া আলা আলিহি ওয়া সাহবিহি আজমাইন আম্মা বাদ ফাআউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম আস সালাতু ওয়াস সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ আস সালাতু ওয়াস সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ আস সালাতু ওয়াস সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নবিয়াল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা وأصحابك يا نور الله. Start your day with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for all praises is due to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, our sustainer, our provider, cherisher and nourisher, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Lord of all the worlds, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Abundance of peace, blessings, and choicer salutations be upon Rasooli Akram, Noor-e Mujassam, Shah-e Bani Adam, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, Arwahuna Fida, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and noble companions, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'een. Welcome back, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, to another powerful and electrifying episode of the series called The Early Echo. Subhanallah, it is through the blessings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, through the du'as of our viewers, that Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, as you can see on your screens, we have now completed 266 episodes, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. MashaAllah, we say shukran to all the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel for being part and parcel of this program, Alhamdulillah. So in today's episode and program, we are going to be speaking about a beautiful parable, as it is a Tuesday and we have, or we do speak and basically recite a surah from the Holy Quran Pak, and we reflect and ponder over the verses of the Holy Quran Pak, Subhanallah. So in today's program, particularly, we are going to be speaking about Majma'ul Bahrain, where the meeting of two seas are, and Hazrat Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he met with Hazrat Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. So how was their meeting and what had occurred after they have met, Subhanallah. So this is what we are going to be discussing. Kindly stay locked to Madani Channel and watch this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, as per routine, we recite Durood-e Pak, and thereafter we listen to Naati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember our beloved Nabi, Rasooli Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has mentioned, Kana Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha dakhala al-masjida salla ala Muhammadin wa sallama wa idha kharaja salla ala Muhammadin wa sallama. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite salat upon Muhammad Mustafa. That is to say, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite durood upon himself whenever he would enter the masjid. And the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send peace upon himself whenever he will exit the masjid. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Here the ulama and the scholars have mentioned that it is a sunnah that whensoever you enter the mosque, whenever you enter the masjid, you should recite durood and send salams and salutations upon Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has elaborated in connection with this. Even when a Muslim enters his home, after he makes salam to all those who live in that environment or live in his home, after sending salam to them, he should then send salams upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In other words, wherever you are, whether you are driving, whether you are at your office, whenever you have some time available, rather I would request, make the time and recite salat, salutations and send salams upon Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is such a wazifa, subhanallah, that will bring about abundance of blessings. It will bring about abundance of rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into your lives. And you shall see the blessings of it in this world, in the grave, as well as in the year after, as the poet says so beautifully.
huzoor aisa karam mujh pe kaash ho jaye
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. The time has now come whereas we will be listening to Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As per your request, Sultane do jahan, Sultane jahan, Mahbub Khuda sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the Nat that we shall be listening and watching to inshallah. And remember, as we return, we are going to be diving into our topic of discussion for today. We are going to be discussing a parable from the Holy Quran Park. So to increase your knowledge, kindly stay locked to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasulallah,
ya Rasulallah,
ya Habiballah,
ya Habiballah,
ya Rasulallah,
ya Rasulallah,
ya Habiballah,
ya Habiballah.
Shaan o shaukat kya kehna,
teri shaan o shaukat kya kehna,
Sultane jahan mahboob-e khuda teri shaan o shaukat kya kehna, har shay pe likha hai naam tera tere zikr ki rifrat kya kehna,
hai sar par taaj nubuwwat ka joda hai tan pe karamat ka, hai sar par taaj nubuwwat ka joda hai tan pe karamat ka,
sehra hai jabi pe shafaat ka, sehra hai jabi pe shafaat ka, ummat pe rehmat kya kehna,
ya sultane jahan mahboob-e khuda teri shaan o shaukat kya kehna,
ya
har shay pe likha hai naam tera tere zikr ki rifrat kya kehna,
main raaj hui ta arsh gaye haq tumse mila, tum haq se mile, main raaj hui ta arsh gaye haq tumse mila, tum haq se mile,
sab raaz fa auha dil pe khule, sab raaz fa auha dil pe khule, ye izzat o hashmat kya kehna,
sulshane jahan mahboob-e khuda teri shaan o shaukat kya kehna, har shay pe likha hai naam tera tere zikr ki rifrat kya kehna,
huroon ne kaha subhanallah, ilmaan ne pukara salli ala, huroon ne kaha subhanallah, ilmaan ne pukara salli ala, aur qudsi bole illallah, aur qudsi bole illallah, hai arsh pe daawat kya kehna,
ya sultane jahan mahboob-e khuda teri shaan o shaukat kya kehna,
ya
har عرش پہ لکھا ہے نام تیرا تیرے ذکر کی رفعت کیا کہنا
ہر ذرہ تیرا دیوانہ ہے ہر دل میں تیرا کا شانہ ہے ہر ذرہ تیرا دیوانہ ہے ہر دل میں تیرا کا شانہ ہے ہر شمع تیری پروانہ ہے ہر شمع تیری پروانہ ہے اے شمع ہدایت کیا کہنا
سلشان جہاں محبوب خدا تیری شان و شوکت کیا کہنا ہر شے پہ لکھا ہے نام تیرا تیرے ذکر کی شہرت کیا کہنا
شہرت ہے جمیل اتنی تیری سب ہے کرامت مرشد کی شہرت ہے جمیل اتنی تیری یہ سب ہے کرامت مرشد کی کہتے ہیں تجھے مداح نبی کہتے ہیں تجھے مداح نبی سب اہل سنت کیا کہنا
سلطان جہاں محبوب خدا تیری شان و شوکت کیا کہنا ہر شے پہ لکھا ہے نام تیرا تیرے ذکر کی رفعت کیا کہنا
یا رسول اللہ
یا رسول اللہ
یا حبیب اللہ
یا حبیب اللہ
یا رسول اللہ
یا رسول اللہ
یا حبیب اللہ
یا حبیب اللہ
سبحان اللہ ماشاء اللہ کیا بات ہے سلطان جہاں محبوب خدا And this was our respected honorable Sana Khan Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Ahmad Sahib sallamahul bari who was reciting such a beautiful kalam and what a beautiful andaz at the same time mashallah dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel there are so many kalams and naats that we often recite and we listen to subhanallah and the main aim and objective of starting our program is of course to enhance the beauty of this program through نعت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم furthermore نعت پاک کے ذریعے سے ہمارا عشق رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میں برکتیں ہوتی ہیں یہ بڑھتا بھی ہے سبحان اللہ اٹ گروز اینڈ انکریزز اور لو اینڈ ڈیووشن فار دا پروفٹ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی اینڈ سبحان اللہ ہاؤ بیوٹیفل اینڈ ہاؤ نائس دس از وی ریسیو لاٹس آف کامنٹس ان ریلیشن ٹو کلامز اینڈ نعتس ماشاء اللہ اینڈ وی آفن ریسیو فرمائشز اینڈ ریکویسٹ سو یس حضرت سیدنا موسیٰ علی نبینا و علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام ہیز ٹائٹل از کلیم اللہ ہی اسپوکن ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ہی یوز ٹو میک کلام اینڈ کنورزیشنز ود آلمائٹی اللہ عز و جل اینڈ ون ڈے ڈیورنگ ہز کنورزیشن ود اللہ تبارک و تعالی ہی آسکڈ یا ارحم الراحمین ہو از دا موسٹ بیلوڈ بانڈز مین ٹو یو فرام امنگس یور پیپل Who is most beloved to you? Reply was given to Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the one who invokes my remembrance and never forgets me. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then asked, who is the best person or who is the best one to dispense a judgment? Reply was given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that the one who passes judgment justly without any injustice and he is never deceived by worldly desires. Allahu Akbar. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam now communicates with Allah azza wa jal and he further asks more questions. He then asked, who is the most knowledgeable person among your bondsmen? Reply was given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, O Musa, the one who along with his knowledge always strives to learn knowledge from others so that he could acquire such a piece of advice that could benefit him, subhanallah, and could guide him towards righteousness or save him from devastation of the hereafter. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then asked, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Is there anyone more knowledgeable than me on this earth? And if yes, then guide me towards that person. Answer was given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Khidr alayhi salam is much more knowledgeable than you. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then asked, where should I search for Khidr alayhi salam? Answer was given to Musa alayhi salam, on the bank of the sea near the rock. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then said, how and by what means can I reach there? The reply was given, travel along with a fish in a basket, and at the point where the fish gets lost, that's where you shall find Hazrat Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. That is the meeting point where the fish would disappear, the fish would get lost. Allahu Akbar. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is now so eager to meet with Hazrat Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. Remember, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this mulaqat is on the basis of knowledge. Musa alayhi salam, who is a Nabi and Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, being such a great Nabi, yet he still desires to meet with Khidr alayhi salam on the basis of knowledge, that I would meet with him, I would learn ilm-e-deen. And then he now sets on this beautiful journey, Allahu Akbar. Who he takes along with him, his disciple, Hazrat Sayyidina Yusha bin Noon bin Ifrahim bin Yusuf alayhi salam. He travels along with him with a fish, and now they both continue in this journey, Allahu Akbar. After a long time as they had traveled, they passed by a place where Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then taken some rest, some aram. When he taken some rest, and as he got up, they began the journey, but during his rest, Yusha bin Noon had witnessed that the fish had jumped out of the box, out of the basket, into the sea, making a place or a hole or a passage and way in the water. Yusha bin Noon did not find it appropriate to disturb the sleep of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, but when Musa alayhi salam had woken up, he forgot to actually tell him about the fish that had, you know, jumped out of the basket and went into the river, into the ocean. Nonetheless, as they continued, at a certain point, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then asked Yusha bin Noon in regards to the fish in the basket. And then he says, Huzur, I had forgotten to tell you that the place where you had rested is the place where the fish had jumped out of the basket. Allahu Akbar. Having heard this, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then said to Yusha bin Noon alayhi salam that, well, that was the place, that was the area where we were supposed to search for Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, as they backtracked their footprints, as they traced their footprints, they returned back to that place. And now this is the place where, according to the tafsir of the Holy Qur'an Pak, in the commentaries of the glorious Qur'an Pak, you would read, you would find, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this is the first mulaqat and first meeting of Musa alayhi salam with Hazrat Sayyiduna Khidr ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Allahu Akbar, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made salam to Khidr alayhi salam, reply was given, who are you? Where has someone come on this land who makes salam? So Musa alayhi salam then replied and said, well, I am Musa. He asked, which Musa? Are you the Musa of Bani Israel? Reply was given, yes. Allahu Akbar. Instantly, Hazrat Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam replied and said to Musa alayhi salam that, indeed, O Musa alayhi salam, Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed such knowledge upon you. Allah has bestowed such ilm upon you, which I do not know. Whereas Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed me with such knowledge, which you do not know. He implicitly meant to say that Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed me with ilmul asrar, knowledge of secrets which you do not know. On the other hand, Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed you with ilmul shara, knowledge of the religion which I do not know. Allahu Akbar. Now this was the mulaqat of Musa alayhi salam, the first meeting with Khidr alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam. They both met, they both had a conversation, and now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had made his mind for allowing Musa alayhi salam to travel with him. And the reason for this travel and accompany was so that I may learn and see things that you do. This will further my studies, it will further and enhance my knowledge. I would have a better understanding of ilmul asrar, you know, things that you do, as we just mentioned. So if you allow me to be in your company, it will be very, very beneficial for Yusha bin Noon and myself to be in your company. Allahu Akbar. Nonetheless, Hazrat Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam then said to him that, well, look, if you would be in my company, you would not, you know, tolerate, or you would not bear patience. And this is very difficult for people that cannot bear patience with me. It becomes very difficult. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had given assurance, and he said, well, look, I promise you, I would try not to ask and raise questions. I just want to be in your company. I want to travel with you, and I want to learn those things which I do not have knowledge of. Allahu Akbar. All the way from wherever he had traveled, to the point where Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting, as the scholars have written, that when he met Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, he was sitting with a green cloth around his body, like a shawl type or a blanket type thing, wrapped around his blessed body. He was sitting and in the state of meditation, making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, once he was granted ijazah and permission to travel, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is now so excited that he is going to be traveling with Hazrat Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. So the condition was then established that, okay, you are not going to ask me questions of whatever you see me doing. And as this agreement and mutual understanding was made, now the journey began. As they went on the seashore, they reached a riverbank. They then jumped onto a boat. And now Yusha bin Noon, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Hazrat Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam, these three personalities along with the owner of the boat, they are now sailing on the boat. Or the one who basically gives a ride on the boat, not the actual owner, was taking them across the river. And as they went across, suddenly Hazrat Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, while sitting on a boat, whereas there was nothing seen, there were no enemies in front, he just began to remove a plank. He broke and removed a plank from the boat. Having seen this, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was shocked that there's nothing wrong with this boat and this person has damaged the boat. And then he says, as Allah Azza wa Jal describes this in the Holy Quran, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, أَخَرَقْتَهَا لِتُغْرِقَ أَهْلَهَا لَقَدْ دِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرًا. Did you clave the boat by removing a plank from the boat in order to drown its passengers? Have you just done this? Allahu Akbar. أَخَرَقْتَهَا لِتُغْرِقَ أَهَلَهَا لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرًا. So that we all may drown on this boat? Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam then said to him, O Musa alayhi salam, have you and I not had an agreement that you would not ask any questions? So why did you then raise this question? You were supposed to just be with me and witness and see the things that I do. But now you have raised a question. You have asked me why I have done this. Allahu Akbar. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then said, okay, I'm sorry. He was reminded of his promise he had made, and as the journey had begun, he had actually broken his promise. That is to say, he could not control himself and he had to ask the question. So he then apologized that, okay, Khidr alayhi salam, please forgive me for this, and I would not now ask any question. And definitely, I'm gonna try and resist. I'm not going to ask you any more further questions. Let's continue with this journey. Allow me to be in your company so that I may acquire more knowledge and ilm from you. I mean, I've seen you breaking a plank. I've seen you damaging this boat. And there are passengers on this boat, so how could I have controlled myself? I had to let out my emotions and let you know that what was done was not correct. Nonetheless, allow me to be with you furthermore. And I would not ask you any more questions. Once again, this agreement was made, and they continued with this journey. As they went further, he passed a town in which he seen a young, handsome personality. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This young child was playing in the town. Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam went up to this young child and picked him up and threw him to the ground so hard that he died, he passed away. Having seen this, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was astonished. And in the state of being astounded by what he had seen, he mentioned, أَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا زَكِيَّةً بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا نُكْرًا. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then said, did you slay an innocent soul not in retribution for another? You have indeed done an extremely evil thing by taking the life of an innocent child. What have you done? He once again, for the second time, could not control his emotions. He could not stop speaking and saying what was right in his opinion. And when he done that, he asked this question by saying that, have you not done wrong, such an evil thing that you have taken the life and the soul of an innocent child? Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam gave him the same reply and said, O Musa alayhi salam, did I not tell you that you would not be able to control and observe patience with me at all? Did I not warn you at the very beginning? And this is for the second time you have raised a question and you have questioned my work. You have questioned me in relation to what I do. Allahu Akbar. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is now shocked. He is astounded by what he had seen. First the boat, and somehow the other managed to travel and cross the river with a broken boat, with a damaged boat that had defects now because it was fine before, and then until he had broken and removed a plank from the boat, and now he has killed an innocent child, which had raised many questions in the mind of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And therefore he asked him, but Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam says, you know what, enough. Let's stop right here. You go your way, I go my way. You and I cannot travel together. He says, please, once more, another chance. And this time here, I would not, you know, request you anything. I would not ask you any questions. Just allow me to be with you. Allahu Akbar. And then what happens next is, Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam then grants him ijaza and permission. And as they go along with this journey, they continued, these three great personalities, Sayyidina Khidr, Musa alayhi salam, and Yusha bin Nun. As they continued with this journey, they passed a village. They were extremely hungry. And seeing them, though they expressed their hunger, but no one in the town served them and given them anything to eat or to drink. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was very disheartened with the treatment he had received from the town that they have passed, that these people are so having no hospitality, and they never served them with anything to eat or to drink, and they continued. But in the very same town that they had passed, Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam seen a wall that was falling. It was bent, and he had the knowledge of Ismi Azam. He invoked the Ismi Azam, the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He recited that, and by the power granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that wall which was about to fall was now re-erected. It became straight by the hands of Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. And when this happened, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam once again for the third time could not control himself. First he questioned the damaged boat. Why did you damage the boat? The second question was regarding the child. And the third question now he says, لَوْ شِئْتَ لَتَّخَصْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. If you had wished, you could have taken a wage for straightening this wall. If you have wanted, you could have charged the owner of this place. You could have charged him. You have taken a wage to straighten this wall, and you have done this for free? Once again, Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam then said to him, Oh Musa alayhi salam, right here, let's stop. Why do you have to ask me these questions when you could have just been with me until I would have told you why and for what I have done? But now, since you have asked me for the third time and you cannot bear patience with me, listen to the reasonings, listen to the points, and listen to why have I done what I have done. Allahu Akbar. And then he began to explain, and he said, the boat that we were sailing on, the boat that we had taken a ride on, was a boat that belonged to a very noble and poor family. And that was the only source of income for the family. On the other end, of the river lives a very tyrant king, and he is a very unjust king. I did not want him to hijack and for him to rob this boat, because he would do this to every good boat. And since this was the only source of income for this poor family, I decided to break the boat, or to damage the boat rather, so that it becomes a defected boat. And the king does not hijack boats that have defects within them. And therefore, I have done this to save this family. And they could always repair the broken part and continue with their work, but I have saved this boat from being hijacked. This was the reason why I have damaged the boat, not in order to drown its passengers, but to save this boat that belonged to a very good and noble family. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is now shocked, and this is called ilmul asrar, knowledge of the secrets which Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam claimed to have, and said that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam does not have this. Further on they went, and he says, when you had seen me taking the life and the soul of this innocent child, it was not for any reason, because I do not do anything without the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I feared that this child by nature is a non-Muslim and belongs to a very good family. And I feared that since the parents of this child love this child unconditionally and would do anything for this child, I fear that this child may grow up to be a kafir, a non-believer, and due to which, out of love, the parents would follow this child and they would lose their faith and iman. Therefore, I have done which was right. I had finished that reasoning for them to change, as this child would have grown up and through him, his parents would have diverted from Islam and iman to another religion. And therefore, I have finished that right away, and through the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal will bestow upon this family another child, a daughter that will basically get married to a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Furthermore, what I have done was, you asked me in relation to the wall, and you asked me why have I not taken a wage for straightening that wall. Then listen, O Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The reason for this was because beneath that wall, in the foundation of that wall, is the treasure, is the treasures of an orphan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for that treasure, for that wealth, as inheritance for an orphan, as his father before dying have left that wealth there for his son. And the people of this town are extremely greedy. Had this wall fallen down to the ground, the treasures or whatever is under that would have been exposed, and people would have taken that away. And therefore, I have straightened that wall until its correct time, when automatically this wall would come to the ground and this money or whatever wealth is there will be exposed to its actual owner, which is the orphan. Allahu Akbar. Until then, this money will remain there under the wall, and I have straightened this for this reason, so that no one else from this town can reach and get that money. Allahu Akbar. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is now astonished and astounded to hear the reasonings which Hadrat Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam had given to him, subhanallah. And then he said, no doubt, Allah azza wa jal has bestowed you with such great knowledge. Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam said, well, I do not do anything without the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands me, and whenever he commands me to do anything, and that's when I do it. Allahu Akbar. So yes, this is Hazrat Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah, there are such amazing parables in the Holy Quran Park, you know, which would keep you reflecting and contemplating as to how were these individuals, subhanallah. Look at the personalities of these great, companions and anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they lived. And you know, I mean, on the basis of knowledge, I mean, somebody would travel so far so that he could meet with a person who is more knowledgeable than him. We know who is more knowledgeable than us. Of course, I know people that are more knowledgeable than me. But do we take any efforts in regards of meeting with them? Ki hum unke paas jaye, unke paas baithe, unse ilm-e-deen hasil kare. Allahu Akbar. It needs to, from here we learn what is our interest in. We like to know who's more richer than us. We like to know who has more money than us. We like to know and see people who drive fancy cars and who live in bigger houses than us. We like to learn and see about their homes and the vehicles they drive and the cell phones they own, about the branded clothes they wear. We get interested in things in relation to the dunya. But in regards to the excellence of the hereafter, that is to say, the knowledge that will benefit you in this world and in the hereafter is such a thing that we do not feel greedy about. We do not say that, okay, he has this knowledge, I want to acquire the same amount of knowledge. I want to be like him in terms of knowledge, in terms of deen, in terms of deeni matters. The competition is not for deeni matters anymore. The competition is rather for dunyawi matters. Allahu Akbar. When we see people who are higher than us in terms of dunyawi post, you know, in regards to the worldly matters, we have this feeling in our hearts that, gosh, I wish I was at his position. I wish I was sitting in that car. I wish I had what he has today. Allahu Akbar. But when it comes to dini matters, when we see a great Mufti Sahib, when we see a learned scholar delivering a beautiful lecture and bayan, does this wish come, Ya Allah Azawajal, grant me the knowledge this scholar has in Islam. Grant me the very same ilm which you have bestowed upon this great scholar and Mufti of Islam. Make me like him. I want to be like him or better than him. Have we have this thought and feelings in our heart? But look at the difficulties our pious predecessors, especially the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, despite being, you know, jannatis, despite, you know, having such great statuses, despite all of that elevation and exaltation they have been bestowed upon, despite all of that rankings, they would still set out far and wide journeys. They would embark on far journeys just in order to seek ilmedin. This is the lesson. Why can't we adopt the very same characteristics? Why can't we have this enthusiasm of traveling and learning, sitting in the company of scholars, sitting in the company of Muftiani Kiram, and seeing and you know, learning from them? This will be so beneficial for us. But Allahu Akbar, our interest is in dunyawi matters, you know, as I've given you some examples. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our sins. May Allah azza wa jal increase the passion of ilm deen. Look at the Sahaba Ikram, how they would have traveled. One companion have traveled all the way from Madinatul Munawwara to Damascus just in order to meet with Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was sitting in the Jami' Masjid of Damascus. And as they sat there, the only question he had was, I have come here to listen to a hadith of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu looked at him and said to him that, really? You have traveled from Medina not for any other business, but in order to come here, search for me and ask me for a hadith of Rasulullah Wasallam. He says, yes, I have come with no other intention. I have traveled here since I have heard about your company. I have heard about you being here in Damascus from Madinatul Munawwara all the way to Damascus. It taken me several weeks to be here, and today I am here not for any other reason, but only come here. I have only come here to learn and to take a hadith for Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Please teach me the words of my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, 3 times it took Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to confirm the arrival of this personality. Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure that you have come here only to seek ilm deen? And after his confirmation, and he affirmed that I have come here only to learn ilm deen. And then it's a long hadith which Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu then revealed to this personality and said to him that, look, I have heard from the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whensoever anyone sets out to learn ilm deen, every creature upon the earth and that lives on the skies prays for the forgiveness of the one who goes out to learn ilm deen. Allahu Akbar. Even the fish in the ocean makes istighfar for him. They pray for him. Even the ants in the holes make dua for him. And then this companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam further on says, indeed, that the ulama and the scholars of the deen are the warith, they are the inheritors of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Because why? Because the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam do not leave dirham and dinar. They do not leave cash, they don't leave dirham and dinar as inheritance. What they leave behind to inherit is knowledge, and the ulamas are the inheritors of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. It's a long hadith that goes on to say, subhanallah, in regards to knowledge of Islam, he says the angels lower the arms and the wings for them to walk upon. Can you imagine how beautiful is this dear views on the Subhanahu channel? Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wassalam, his actual name is Abul Abbas. Yes, he is called Abul Abbas. His name is Balya. Listen to this beautiful information. His name is Balya and his father's name is Malkan. Balya is a word from Suryani language, and the meaning of this in the Arabic is called Ahmad. Allahu Akbar. There are three ways of calling his name. One is called Khadir, the other is called Khidr and Khadr. So there are different ways of pronouncing this name, subhanallah. Why is he called Khidr in the first place? The scholars have mentioned that the blessings of Khidr alayhi salam is this, that wherever he would sit, green grass would grow, subhanallah. Due to which he was called Khidr. Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam is a great personality, dear viewers, and the Madani channel, subhanallah. We have come to the end of today's program, and we leave you on this note, dear viewers, and the Madani channel, that let's make some effort in order to learn ilm deen as well, inshallah. Let us strive and go far and wide places in terms of seeking ilm deen. We are living by the touch of a button in this day and age. We just have to press the button, and subhanallah, we can gain access to ilm and to knowledge, subhanallah. But on the other hand, we are not doing, I'm not making any efforts in regards to this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our chest for us. May Allah azza wa jal grant us ilm nafi', beneficial knowledge that will benefit us, and not knowledge that will be a means of destruction for us in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah azza wa jal shower upon us the blessings of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until tomorrow, stay good, be good, do good, and remember, yes, wherever you are, our madani maqsad of da'wat islami is that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.